Buena Vista University football about to play their homecoming game at J. Leslie Rollins Stadium, taking on the Luther Norse. Ryan Thompson here as we count down to the 1 o'clock kickoff, visiting with Coach Jay Anderson. And Coach, let's backtrack first of all to 2 weeks ago. Congratulations on a victory over Loris, getting that first one of the year, and nice to snap that Iowa Conference losing skid. Your thoughts looking back?
Yeah, I appreciate that, Ryan. And our guys deserved it. You know, they worked hard and leading up to that, and just kept focused. And you know, the first half we had some opportunities, had to settle for field goals. We had an 18 play drive, you know, before half that went 90 some yards, and only got 3 points out of it. So still a little frustrated going into half, but the second half we came out and things really clicked, and we were able to finish drives with scores and hit a big play here or there.
And Cole Miller, a big reason for that. What a job his first career start at quarterback.
He did a very nice job. You know, and going back to the beginning, Cole, you know, he took as many reps as Trevor and Torrey. He was in the competition for the starting job in preseason camp, and he got some snaps up at Mayville State, and he had a series at Central. So, you know, he's had some playing time here or there, but really did a nice job of taking what was there and letting his wideouts help him.
And Jalen and TJ, we've seen what they can do at receiver, and quite the breakout game for Charlie Flickinger. Had that Hampton-Dumont connection going.
It's only a matter of time before people get to know Charlie. Charlie is, you know, he's a sophomore that keeps working extremely hard. A little bit longer body for us out there, but a very intelligent player and a very good athlete, good hands. And so, you know, as a staff, we weren't surprised, but I know maybe that was some of the people's first exposure to Charlie. So he made the most of his opportunities and continues to get better week to week.
Jay, how did you handle the bye week this year, same as in the past?
We did. You know, at the halfway point, we're banged up a little bit, but everybody is. So we kind of stayed to our normal schedule. We practiced Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday. Friday morning, we came in at 6:30 and did a conditioning session with them, and then they had the weekend, you know, free to themselves to run home or whatnot, because they've really been here since August 12th and haven't had a chance to get away. So it's kind of a nice little break for them, and then we picked it up again Monday afternoon with practice. So last week we got a head start on Luther stuff, which is important when you're looking against or working against the option.
And let's talk your defense these last two games. What's stood out?
They're just getting better. You know, I think number one, I think we're trusting our eyes and we're attacking more than we were early in the year, which is always, you know, a plus for you on defense and a necessity. You know, and I think that we're getting better in the down and distance situations of getting off the field when we have the opportunity. We were able to get some pressure on the quarterbacks with a sack fumble, you know, on what was a trick play against Loris, you know, and we score one play later. So we're getting a big turnover, and we're playing more physical, and I think we're tackling a little bit better.
Hopefully that defense can slow down Luther today. And, Jay, let's take a quick break, and we'll talk Norse momentarily. More with Coach Anderson next here on 97.5 KBVU. Buena Vista University football homecoming game coming up at 1 o'clock this afternoon. Beavers taking on Luther in Iowa Conference play, and visiting with Beavers coach Jay Anderson. And Jay, Luther, same as it's been in the Aaron Hefner era, they like to run the football.
That's their MO, and you know, they're getting better and better at it as the season goes on. Offensively, it can be frustrating. We experienced that the first half last year where we had limited opportunities offensively. You know, Simpson last week ran 46, 47 offensive plays, only had 20 minutes possession time. So it's a challenge. And, you know, the thing with us offensively, you can't press just because you got to get that out of your mind and you have to do what you do, you know, and then think 10-yard chunks and just take advantage of our opportunities. You got to limit the penalties and those things, you know, to have success and give your defense a break. But, you know, so it's just a little bit different game plan for us.
You mentioned possession time. You and Luther are 1-2 in the Iowa Conference in that regard. Could well come down to who has the ball the longest.
It could. And the thing with the option facing that, you don't see it week to week. You're never going to get a game type speed look in practice, and that's no knock against our guys. They give us great effort, but it's just a different animal, and you know, it takes a lot of timing and a lot of practice to get that down. But you've got to hit the mesh points and try to get hopefully a bad pitch or get a ball on the ground and make a big play there. You know, the other thing, Ryan, that style of offense, if you can get a lead, it's tough for them to come back. So, but it's a big challenge for us. You know, you've got to play assignment football and understand who's on the fullback, who's on the quarterback, who's on the pitch, and you can't try to do too much. Otherwise, you give up a big play.
Their defense has been a little shaky. What are they going to show you? What do you look to take advantage of, hopefully?
I think they're getting strong. They're young in some areas. You know, they've got some new guys playing in the secondary. They've got a freshman D lineman from Florida that's really come on and playing well. They're fast and aggressive. They're toward the top of the league in pass defense. They're gonna outnumber you in the pass game. Loris always wanted to have one more number in the box for the run game stuff. Luther's kind of the opposite. You know, they do a good job with line games up front, but they'll really expand with your formations and try to disrupt your running game with the four down and 1 to 1.5 linebackers in the box. So we've got to be able to run the ball, you know, and like I said, kind of you hit on it, the time of possession, and have success running the ball and protect in the pass game and take what's there again.
I was listening back to your comments after last year's overtime thriller, and as you said, and as those kind of games often come down to, a few plays were the difference. They had a good opening kickoff return. You guys missed a PAT, turned the ball over twice in the red zone. Special teams protecting the football, especially in scoring position, could play huge.
It is. And, you know, through the course of the game total, you're looking at around 180 snaps of special teams, offense, defense. And most games are. They come down, you never know what's going to happen. But most games you can kind of summarize in 4 to 6 plays that allow a team to get momentum or a big play type of thing to flip field position. So, those are the things we've been seeing improvement with for us, and we've got to continue to see that improvement. You know, and play smart football, and we're anxious to get going again. It's nice to get the win, but you know, the off week was good, but we want to keep going and build some momentum here.
As you said, bye week, of course, good chance to heal up. Are you guys in good shape in that regard?
Yeah, we're getting better. Again, it's the middle of the season, and it's football. You're going to have bumps, bruises. We've had some guys that are practicing, but we're limiting the number of reps and those things, but it's like I said, you just got to do what you can, and you're not going to feel 100% until Thanksgiving, more than likely. So, guys have been good about fighting through it. So, again, it's going to be, now that we're halfway, the next 5 weeks is going to go really fast. So, it's all hands on deck and work with what you have and excited to see our guys play again.
Let's go get them, Jay. Thank you as always for the time.
Thank you, Ryan.
BVU football coach Jay Anderson. 1 o'clock kickoff today. Beavers hosting the Luther Norse, being broadcast on 97.5 KBVU.